Well, it was the week after Christmas, and down in a downtown church in San Francisco, the pastor was on the front yard looking over the church's nativity scene when he noticed that the figure of the infant Jesus was missing. But then he turned and he noticed a little boy with a red wagon coming down the street, and in the wagon was the infant Jesus. So the pastor walked up to the boy and asked, "Well, young man, where did you pick up your passenger?" The boy said, "I got him here from the church." "And why did you take him?" And the boy replied, "Well, about a week before Christmas, I prayed to the little Lord Jesus, and I told him that if he would bring me a red wagon for Christmas, I would give him a ride around the block." See, that's what we call a resolution that this boy made. And today on New Year's Day, it's good for us to make a few New Year's resolutions to bring us closer to God during this coming year. Before I mention a few practical resolutions, I wanted to say, first of all, wish all of you a very holy and happy New Year, a brand new decade as well that we enter into. Hopefully it'll be a wonderful year and decade for all of you, spiritually, for your families, and for your loved ones. Today is not only New Year's Day, but really more importantly, the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. What a beautiful feast day we celebrate today, a feast day of our Blessed Mother, Mary, Mother of God. When this title was officially given to Our Lady at the Council of Ephesus in modern-day Turkey in the year 431, it was a title primarily to defend the divinity of Christ. There had been a heresy in the early church by a monk named Nestorius. Nestorius got confused on whether Jesus Christ was one person or two persons. He said that Jesus was two persons, a human person and a divine person, and that Mary only gave birth to the human person. Therefore, you cannot call her the Mother of God. You could call her the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of Christ, but he said you couldn't call her the Mother of God. Well, the church had to step in and explain that Nestorius was incorrect. He was wrong. That Jesus Christ is one person, a divine person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who assumed a human nature. So Jesus Christ is truly God and truly man. He has a human and divine nature, but united in the one person of Christ, who is Lord and God. Therefore, the church says that Christ is one person, a divine person, who has a human and divine nature. And when a woman gives birth to a baby, she does not give birth to a nature, she gives birth to a person. And the person that she gave birth to that day, Jesus Christ, is Lord and God. Therefore, we can call Mary the Mother of God, Theotokos in Greek, the God-bearer, the one who gave birth to our Lord and our God. And if you look at Scripture, we see that this is what Scripture tells us. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the divinity of Christ is clearly explained in sacred scripture. Galatians chapter 4, God sent his son, born of the woman. Elizabeth said to Mary, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me?" The actual translation is, "Who am I that the mother of God should come to me?" Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Thomas the apostle, after the resurrection, said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Clearly, Jesus didn't say, "Don't call me Lord and God." He said, "Blessed are you, Thomas, but even more blessed are those who do not see and yet believe." So Jesus Christ is clearly God. Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. She can truly be called the Mother of God. And what's so wonderful about Our Lady is that not only is she the mother of our Lord and God, but she is our spiritual mother as well. We need to consecrate ourselves to Our Lady every day. When we wake up each morning, we should say that beautiful prayer by St. Louis de Montfort, whose statue is over here. I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is yours. If we do that, we are imitating Christ himself, who entrusted himself into Mary's womb for 9 months. If God's the first one to entrust himself to Mary, if we're going to imitate Jesus, we should do the same. Consecrate and entrust ourselves to our Blessed Mother's loving care and protection. So as we begin this new year, we entrust and consecrate our parish of Holy Trinity to Our Lady. We entrust each family in the parish to our Blessed Mother. We pray that we'll grow in love of Jesus this coming year and tender and true devotion to our Blessed Mother. What kind of resolutions could we make on this feast day of Our Lady? It also, of course, is the day, a world day of prayer for peace. The greatest prayer for peace is the Rosary. We should pray the Rosary every day during this year for peace. Peace in the Middle East, peace in every country, peace in families, peace within our hearts. So what a good resolution that would be, to pray the Rosary every day for peace. I hope each of you will make a holy hour each week in our Adoration Chapel that'll transform your life. 1 hour a week before Jesus in the Adoration Chapel will bless you and your family in unimaginable ways. I'd also encourage you, every time you come to Mass on Sunday, as you leave, walk through the vestibule and take one booklet or one pamphlet each week. If you do that once a week and read that pamphlet one a week, you'll know your faith so well by the end of the year. There's a few hundred pamphlets back there. It'll take you a couple years to get through all of them, but start with one pamphlet a week and just read that. Learn about your faith. Learn about the different issues and topics that people will ask you about at work. Take some of the CDs in the back of church. Take one a week and listen to it. One of the best things about our parish that very few people even know about is the library. The books, the CDs, the DVDs, the Catholic videos. So the best kept secret of Holy Trinity is that after Mass on Sunday, go into the gift shop and take a look at all of the thousands of wonderful books that are there for the taking. You can borrow them, bring them back in a month or so, and take some DVDs for the family to watch to deepen your knowledge of the faith. And if you have a commute, if you're driving an hour or two every day to work, take some of the books on tape, on CD. Listen to them, learn your faith, deepen your faith. So these are just a few things that we can do. Watch EWTN when you're at the house. Listen to Christian radio stations when you're driving in your car. And I would also suggest that each of you pick one ministry, at least, to get involved in this coming year. Perhaps a Bible study, perhaps the House of Mercy or the Samaritans or the Social Concerns or Legion of Mary. Pick something, maybe the Book of the Month Club, and pick something and get involved in at least one thing during this coming year. See, by the end of the year, we want to be closer to God than we are now. And I think if we do a couple of these practical resolutions, we will, by the time next year rolls around, by the grace of God, we'll all be closer to Almighty God. God bless you.